Well, we're monitoring events today in London, where there was a terrorist attack on London Bridge. It is over now after several people were stabbed, and then the suspect was shot and killed by police. Let's bring in Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. We check in with her every Friday about how the news is playing on social media. And Femi, in this case, a lot of the videos of the event have been shared on social media, and police are actually asking people to share the videos that they took of the incident with the police.
They started, the Metropolitan Police in London, first of all, started by asking people to be very careful and sensible about the videos that they were sharing. This was earlier on in the day, before the full story had unfolded. Because if you watched any of the videos, at some point in the video, you see a man being shot. Mm-hmm. They are now, after asking people to be very careful, asking for all of that video. Can you help us with our investigation? Please send it to us. So if you look at Met Police UK, you will find that appeal there. So the police are obviously on social, on Twitter, looking at all this video, asking for as much of it as possible to help them with their investigation. So Twitter and the police working hand in hand.
Interesting that even in a city like London with so many official cameras everywhere, that they still need the help of people who have been taking video on their own phones,
unofficial amateur surveillance. Around all of us, because most of us have got phones on our cameras on our phones, of course.
Okay, well, we just talked about the situation in Iraq where the prime minister is going to resign. We also found out today that the prime minister of Malta may do the same thing. Joseph Muscat said he plans to resign, according to the Times of Malta. This comes amid a controversial investigation into the murder of a journalist who was killed by a car bomb back in 2017, months after revealing government corruption. And this week, several high-up officials in Malta, including two ministers involved in the scheme, resigned, now growing pressure on the prime minister to do the same. It does seem, Femi, like these protest movements in different countries kind of build on themselves and clearly are getting results.
I'm pushing people out of office. I'm looking at Malta Black Friday. That's a hashtag that is trending right now, definitely in Malta and worldwide. And there are protests as we speak. It's the evening in Malta. Alessandra Di Crespo, for instance, describes the protests. And you can see just outside the Prime Minister's office, people gathered there with flags. And Alessandra's post says, "People power for Daphne, for our country, for our children." Daphne was the journalist who was murdered 2 years ago. And a number of people are saying these protests are kicking off. Let me give you a sign, one of the protest signs, to give you an idea, the snapshot of the mood in Malta right now. One of the protest signs says, "You killed a journalist to escape jail." That's talking about the current administration. It looks like finally, after 2 years of asking for justice, that maybe the prime minister of Malta may be actually stepping down.
Mm-hmm. Let's turn to another story. The very popular Chinese-owned social media platform TikTok was under scrutiny this week for suspending the profile of a 17-year-old who posted a video that looked to be a makeup tutorial but then quickly turned into something else. Listen.
"The first thing you need to do is grab your lash curler, curl your lashes, obviously. Then you're going to put them down and use your phone that you're using right now to search up what's happening in China, how they're getting concentration camps, throwing innocent Muslims in there, separating their families from each other."
So she quickly pivots to the plight of Muslims in Chinese concentration camps. The video went viral, and hours later, she says her profile was suspended. It was later restored. She says she was censored. Has TikTok given an explanation?
They say they don't politically censor. I should add that TikTok is owned by a Chinese company. So if you are criticizing, and this is what Firuza Aziz, the young woman, was talking about, if you criticize Chinese policy about the Uyghurs, the Muslims in the northwestern side of China, that they were trying to shut her down, trying to keep her from talking about what has been happening to the Uyghurs in that area. They say, no, we don't censor, TikTok says. We don't censor for political content. It's because some of the other posts that you've been posting have broken our rules. And Firuza says even to this day, she cannot access her app and her account on her phone, but other people can still see that video. But very cleverly, what she did was bookend her comments about the political situation with the Uyghurs with a beauty tutorial. Lots of people are saying online, "You're very bold, you're very courageous." I just say she is based in the US, so she is able to post and have a voice without any immediate consequences to her safety. But lots of people are applauding what she did.
Well, and what is the reaction? Because so many young people now in the US are using this Chinese-owned TikTok.
The reaction was, you are bold, you are courageous. I had no idea that this was actually happening. TikTok actually appeals to quite young people, so right. tweens, teenagers, people definitely under 30 who were saying, I have no idea of this story. It was underreported. I didn't know. And to be fair, on TikTok, there's not a lot of deep content on it. It's fun. You post your videos, you have a laugh. So to use it as a platform for activism, that is novel and definitely has made an impact. At least 5 million people have seen Firouza's video.
That is amazing. Well, we will continue to follow that story. Femi, have you had any leftovers from Thanksgiving today?
I had pie for breakfast. Don't judge me.
Okay. That is Femi Okay, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. I just had some
I will not
turkey
be tweeting
and
that.
Mashed potatoes. Femi, thank you.
You're welcome.